Many Alaska locations are ending up the month with minimal snow. National Weather Service climate data shows Fairbanks and Anchorage 13 inches below normal, with 6 inches on the ground in Fairbanks and just 2 in Anchorage. Cover is bare to minimal at Bethel, McGrath, Nome, Kotzebue, and even the state's unofficial snow capital of Valdez.
Windblown, exposed rocks, patches of old snow, it's just not very good.
That's longtime Valdez ski guide Matt Kinney. Kinney says it's not unusual for a slow start to the snow season in town, but what he's talking about is the winter playground on Thompson Pass.
We had a really great snowfall the first week of October. We had 4 feet on Thompson Pass, and we thought we were off to one of our great epic ski seasons, but that quickly disappeared, and now we're down to no skiing at all.
Scant snowfall over much of the Alaska in recent weeks is attributed to the jet stream. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Berg in Fairbanks says the upper atmospheric winds have been set up in what's referred to as a blocking pattern.
We've had a big ridge of high pressure out over the west coast, and then a trough of low pressure to our east. And with that kind of a setup, we end up with a dry flow from the north, and it's just not very conducive to moving weather systems.
Berg says no immediate change is forecast, but he expects the jet stream to reconfigure into a pattern more conducive to snow sometime in early December.